KUD in Montreal.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a music magazine show for you today in the first hour with three pre-recorded interviews from music. And during the second hour, a shorty will pop up from arts and culture. The first interview is with Ariel Sim. Her latest singles and album are being celebrated. The second interview is with Where is Luna? Where is Luna is learning to overcome the most difficult periods of life and has brought music to it. The third interview is with Scotty Berg. Scotty is only 14 years old, but he has pop star appeal and he's tackling the tough issue of bullying. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and then we'll pop up a shorty from the Palais du Congrès. Johnny Ranger joins us to present Oasis Immersion, a digital emotional experience in art, light, and sound. Then we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, what does okay mean? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Yeah.
Tout le temps, et passer la fumée. c'est la fumée. Je me sens vivant.
Before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes out.
This morning, baby.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. Had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8:00 demain matin.
Good morning.
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
The sun replace the
moonlight. Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Raised by jazz musicians and Celtic artists, and trained in West African percussion and dance, Ariel Sim makes secular soul music composed of confessions, harmony, and walls of sound that are inspired by jazz, soul, and hip-hop R&B. With us today, we have Ariel Sim. Hi, Ariel, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Yeah, well, my name's Ariel Sim. I was born in Saskatchewan, American South, and my parents were both jazz musicians, but they also had other careers. And my dad always wanted us to be able to do the arts full time if we wanted to. So they really taught me how to play music, my parents, starting with the piano, then the fiddle, the jazz trombone. Growing up, we'd play music at home most days. And on the weekends, they'd actually invite their musician friends over and they'd have big jam sessions. And I remember they'd let the kids kind of cycle through and different adults would teach us different instruments at different times. So that was really the start. But I went to arts high school where I studied jazz trombone and vocal arts. And then when I went to university, I studied West African percussions and dances. So it's a bit of a quilt work of experiences, but I think that music has just always been my home base and a safe space. So I can't seem to quit it.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
Well, my family is my longest term band. On my EP, Confessions in the Circle, Volume 1, you'll hear my brother, Will, and he's playing guitar throughout. And you also hear my mom and my dad, and they play flute and sax on Spirits. I even had my sister come in and do some backup vocals for the track just to make it a real family band. And you also hear Jordan Hamilton playing cello. He's a great cello player from Michigan who hopped on the Spirits track as well. I worked with three really great producers on the album who belong to the electronic band. So there's Stuart Brignell, who co-produced Follow Your Heart, and La Wolf, who co-produced Spirits, and then a fantastic producer who really encouraged me to take music more seriously, seriously in the first place. His name's Osama Versatile. My family lives in Arizona, so I have a different band when I'm playing here in Toronto, which is where I live. So I play with this great guitar player named Mario Pacella, and Justin Thomas James has played the keys with us, and Worrell McFarlane on the congas. So if you go on my YouTube, you can see some clips of us playing live and get a bit of a sense for the live vibe. Yeah.
You're just releasing Confessions in the Circle Volume 1 EP. What was the process you went through producing this album?
It's a great question. The EP is a bit different than I think what we're used to hearing. There are three studio recorded songs, Spirits, Follow Your Heart, and Rebirth. And those, you know, were a bit more traditional. I workshopped the lyrics and open mic night that I went to a lot during the pandemic online. My friends Dolo, The Gifted, and Mike Boogie and Yvette, they ran it. And that kind of became a space where I could really workshop the art away from, you know, the physical spaces we used to do art together before the pandemic. But the rest of the tracks on the EP are actually self-produced, and they're interludes. And they're created with iPhone recordings that I've collected over the years, just of my real life. So whenever I'm playing music in the living room, I record. When I'm walking through the forest, which I do every day, I record. If I'm at the park or hanging out with friends, I often take voice recordings. And so I piece them together into these interludes, which sound a lot more gritty and raw than I think you might be used to hearing. But I think it gives the EP a bit of a radio documentary vibe. And I think is really honest as well, because it really does sound like you're in at home with me, maybe in the living room.
Your lead single off the album is Spirits. What is the story behind this song?
It's a great question too. There's a lot to unpack in that song. Spirits was the first song that I wrote for the EP. It's at the base an affirming tune, I think. The chorus repeats this tag. It says, you're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. Don't forget you're a miracle, searching for the light. And so that's really the core message. But in between the chorus are a bunch of spoken word verses. And those are taking a pretty deep look at my own journey, my family stories as settlers here in Canada, my kind of frustration with capitalism and how it might misguide us, even what's happening in the environment and what's happening socially around us these days. So it explores some of the work I've been doing, kind of confronting the past and our present here in Canada and the US. But the song follows this formula that I like the most for soul music, which is, you know, take a confession or a testimony that's really heartfelt, and then surround it with walls of sounds and harmony and make sure that there's a positive affirmation that kind of carries us up from some of the more searching parts of the message. So the instrumentals that begin and end the song are, you know, my mom and my dad playing, and you'll also hear my brother, and that really represents their presence in my life and this kind of space that we hold as a family, both in safety as well as, you know, trying to figure things out day by day together. So
may we hear some of your music?
Yes, let's do it.
This is Spirits on the Wednesday Morning After.
I need to get something off my chest. It goes something like, you're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. Don't forget your miracles, searching for the light. Your miracle, your miracle, yeah. Your miracle, your miracle, yeah. Your miracle, your miracle, yeah. Don't forget your miracles, searching for the light.
I was born in a nation with no vacation. Heavy creation, foods and fauna, industrialized steel and lead, spirits in the head. We were colonized and colonizing, none the wiser till awareness was breadcrumbs discovered on the kitchen floor. Eat that shakes your mind to the core. We were Celtic gypsies who took a deal, come west for freedom, away from your oppressor. But to do that, become the aggressor. My sister noted the pandemic, we have no good choices. Raise our voices, come back to earth, give earth back to earth. You're not crazy, listen to the spirits in your head.
You're not crazy.
My mom had dreams all her life, saw spirits in her mind, prophesized to us in waking time. Always imagined her wake up in cold sweats, run to our door, make sure we're still tucked, not dead on the floor. Chasing spirits and dodging curses, talked about the flame within, how to connect with kin. Raise our voices, make good choices, give her back to her. You're not crazy, listen to the spirits in your head. And the spirits say, your miracle, your miracle. Shame is a funny thing wrapped up in pain and desire for personal gain. So corrupted, interrupted by the game we're asked to play. Asking you to quiet the spirits in your head. But you're not crazy. Listen to the spirits in your head.
And the spirits say, your miracle, your miracle, yeah. Your miracle, your miracle, yeah. Your miracle, your miracle, yeah. Don't forget your miracle, searching for the light.
Meanwhile, I was flying in my dreams, chasing mountains and lovers, burning like a fireball, glorious, notorious for breaking hearts, only to break mine. Cycling through time, chasing spirits and dodging curses, busy buying time and nice purses, didn't realize how far I'd gone, till the world stopped. But I'm not crazy, listen to the spirits in my head.
Tell us about the music video you've just released and tell us who was involved and what the audience can expect from the video.
For sure. We just released a music video to the track Follow Your Heart. That was filmed in studio here in Toronto at the Lotus Room. They're an amazing video team. And they set up their studio like to look like my living room, but we also added pink lights and smoke machines. And we invited four of my favorite freestyle dancers from Toronto to come in and do individual dance portraits as well. So that's Raul Wilk, Karyin Q, Elvina Raharja, and Mage Aguile is the cast. And they all dance different styles, house, breaking, Afro, jazz, contemporary. You'll see in the video, I'm actually wearing a pink wig. This is actually a play on my childhood superhero character. We had this game called the Zodiac Warriors, and my superhero's name was Cora, and her power was love. And she had this love discus, and she could throw it and make people stop fighting or, you know, come together. So it's a bit of an homage to my inner child in that character. But I think it turned out really well. I'm really proud of the team. It's a really kind of low-key, chilled out vibe, but it's really positive. We're actually re-releasing the music video to Spirits on March 4th as well. And there's an ongoing debate if Follow Your Heart or Spirits is the better song or music video. So for people listening, you can go listen and let us know which one you think is better.
Yeah. May we hear some more of your music?
Yes, that'd be great.
This is Follow Your Heart on CKUT.
So damn happy, 'cause I would love to, yeah. I would love to, ooh, ooh.
still it tells me this warning. Follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, ooh. Follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, ooh. Follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, ooh. Follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, ooh. Ooh, my soul alive. When I get up in the morning, yeah. Ooh, yeah, my soul's alive. But still it tells me this one. Follow your heart, follow your heart. Follow your heart, follow your heart, ooh. Follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, ooh. Follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, ooh. Follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, ooh. Follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, ooh. Follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
I'm on Bandcamp, arielsim.bandcamp.com. And there you can, you know, buy my music. I'm also on anywhere you listen to music. So you can look me up on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, YouTube Music, so on. Just search Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, Sim, S-I-M. And yeah, you'll find me there.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thanks so much for having me, Sheila.
You've been listening to Ariel Sim speaking about her music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
I fought a lot with my mom at the time when I was writing Quarter Century Pity Party about how I need to do what makes me happy. Life is too damn short to be doing something I hate. I'm still under fire a lot of the time with her, and it puts an incredibly heavy pressure on me to be successful by her standards.
With us today, we have Amy Hahn, aka Where is Luna? Hi, Where is Luna? And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
I go by Where's Luna, all one word, and I'm an indie artist from Toronto, and I love writing in many genres, but I'd say that I'm mostly in the alt pop realm at the moment. It all started with songwriting for me when I was like 13, because it was the only way that I could express myself that also helped in healing myself. I think things really blossomed for me when I finally started to come out of my shell. I used to be absolutely terrified to truly be myself. And I was too timid about putting the music I wrote out because I was always worried about what other people would think about me. Music means everything to me and helped me create another world where I didn't have to do or be anything less than what I wanted to, and just to thrive in like who I am without the limitations. And songwriting was and still is the most cathartic process for me. So I need to write. I write still every single day.
What was the relationship you had with your mother growing up? And how did this influence your music?
In a word, my mom and I have a very complicated relationship. And I grew up in an extremely volatile household. And my mom was working to get me and my brother out of there as best as she could. And she did. Although I don't live in that kind of space anymore, I was still living in a toxic environment up until last week because I just moved out. Yay. Thank you. The biggest thing that we still argue about is how I want to live my life. And even though I've never asked her to financially support me or help me in any way, except for some emotional support, It definitely influences my music because I write about how frustrating it is to not be on the same page with someone that means a lot to you. And I write a lot about what's going on in my mind. So this is something that definitely comes up a lot, and because it still continues to bug me. So I do write about it a lot.
You have just released Quarter Century Pity Party. What is the story behind this song?
It's my existential life crisis turned into a song. And it tells a story of how I made this promise to myself a few years ago that I'd have it all figured out by 25. But now that I'm 25 and far from where I thought I'd be, I just felt like I let myself down and that 25 was not worth celebrating. And what really fueled this fire, though, was how I was grilled by my mom on my birthday, like the morning of my birthday, how I basically need to grow up and tuck my dreams away to commit to building my future as an accountant. That's what I studied in school. I wrote this during the pandemic, and it just felt like the world was like possibly ending and everything was going sideways. So how do you think about plans and your future at a time where things are the most uncertain they've ever been? So yeah, I fought a lot about how I need to do what makes me happy, which is music.
May we hear some of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Quarter Century Pity Party on the Wednesday Morning After.
It's funny that I promised that I'd try until 25, but now I'm almost out of time. 24 years gone by, think I'm losing my mind. It's got me thinking, why have I wasted my years? Now all my friends are here wishing me a new year. Don't wanna celebrate, leave me alone. Happy birthday to me, a quarter century. Was everything a lie? Is it just me? The champagne isn't so sweet, so let's just call it a night. Fight with my mom, open a room or wrong. Wanna quit my job and live how I want. I'm afraid to lose myself in this, and the pressure that's been sinking in. I'm falling in deep, somebody rescue me so we get back to my pity party. Toast to living in vain, no more bitter champagne. I'm kind of feeling insane, watch me pour it all down the drain. Happy birthday to me, a quarter century, and I don't feel so wise. Love my candles and die, wish for more time so I could try getting this right. If it's my birthday and I can do whatever I like, don't wanna pretend that I'm fine. Goodbye to 24, wish I could ask for more, cause baby I'd ask for more. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
You've been releasing singles for a while now. What are your plans for releasing an album?
Yes, I have. And I have another coming very soon as well. Hint, hint. So look out for that. And this is a great question. I do really want to release an album, but I think that I just want to make sure that I truly love every bit of the songs that I put on it first, and really think about the story, about what they'll tell when I put them together on the album. So yes, but I absolutely have plans to release an album in the near future.
You have a single called Cheaper. What is the process you went through writing and producing this song?
Oh boy. So this song is about mental health, sex, and zero fucks left to give. I wasn't in a good place mentally when I wrote this, and sometimes it's just so much easier to ignore all the warning signs and red lights going off in your head and just choose to have a good time or like temporary solutions. But even though I'm choosing all the wrong like solutions, I know that I'm spiraling. And in a weird way, I guess this song is also about me owning the fact that I'm going full throttle at making these terrible decisions. Also because therapy is really expensive. And so I'm at least going to be satisfied and sad, then horny and sad. And the song was produced by my friends Alex Laskauskas. I'm sorry if I pronounced that terribly, Alex, from an indie rock band from Excuse Me, and Mindy, who also makes his own music. And they're both wizards at what they do.
Maybe listen to some more of your music?
Hell yeah.
This is Cheaper on CKUT.
Conversations without words, feelings that are never heard. We don't need to waste our time. You and me never fight. Baby, we're broken inside. This time I'll spend the night to rewind the things on my mind. And I know what I know, yeah, I know I'm wrong every time. But sex with you is easier tonight. I'm chasing red lights.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can find me on all music platforms, including Spotify, Apple, all the good stuff. And my handle is at Where the F is Luna on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. And you can find me. And if you want to talk or to connect, I'm always happy to chat.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun and a great pleasure.
You've been listening to Where is Luna speaking about her music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
His clock is ticking. You're fooling me. Some time for you to borrow.
Bullying can slowly destroy someone's self-esteem, and rising Canadian pop star Scotty Berg is here to speak up about it through his latest song, You Don't Have to Be Alone. With us today, we have Scotty Berg. Hi, Scotty, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in your own anti-bullying campaign.
Well, I'm 14 years old. I live in Kelowna, British Columbia. I've sang since I was basically 2 years old, lessons since 9 years old, and ever so forth, keep doing them. I play piano and guitar. I have parents, two older sisters. And the anti-bullying campaign came about from a song that was co-written in Nashville. The song was inspired by anti-bullying and suicide prevention movements in junior high and high school. It may not seem like it from other points of view, but a lot of bullying such teasing happens around my age, and it can really hurt someone. The co-writers and I wanted to create something that would inspire my generation to let them know that there's always someone there to help them out. And if they're struggling and if they're feeling suicidal or having suicidal thoughts, there's always someone in their life that will always help them out.
Where do you come from and how does this influence your music?
Well, I was born in Edmonton, Alberta, but moved to Kelowna when I was three. Musically, my dad would always put on AC/DC, Queen, Bryan Adams and stuff. And my mom likes country music too. So I would always be listening to those genres of music. And one of my favorite songs I would sing a lot to when I was three or four was Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. And now I listen to all sorts of songs. And yeah, it's just that kind of shaped my musical view of what type of genre of music I listen to.
What are the Canadian statistics on bullying? I mean, how much is this really happening?
Well, according to the Public Safety Canada, 40% of Canadian parents have at least one child that has been a victim of bullying. 1 in 5 students are bullied during the school year. That is 20% in America alone. There are 76.8 million students enrolled in school in a given year. That is 15.36 million students that have been bullied in one school year. Around 1/3 of the population has experienced bullying as a child. Around 1/3 of teenagers have been bullied recently. And it's not just kids. 40% or nearly half of Canadians are bullied in the workplace every week. It's terrible. It's like, why can't everyone just be nice?
How do you know that you're being bullied?
Well, I haven't really been bullied for a long time, but I do remember playing hockey when I was younger, and there was someone on my team who made fun of me a lot. And, you know, it really bothered me. I talked to my parents a lot about it. We got rid of the situation. But I think kind of how you know when you're getting bullied is when someone keeps picking on you, you tell them to stop, and then it's just repetitive every single day. And yeah, if you are getting bullied, just know you're not alone. Don't hold it in, reach out to someone, because you know there's always going to be someone that wants to and listens to you and will care for you.
How do you cope with growing up and going through bullying? What do you do about all your feelings?
Well, I hear others talking about bullying as it goes on at school, and all I could tell is for people to reach out. You know, bullying's a tough thing. It shouldn't be a tough thing, because everyone should be kind in this world. And you know, it's tough because it's just one thing after another that you have to worry about. And yeah, you're not alone. And if you have a friend or someone that you know can, you can lean on, someone that you trust, just know that you're not alone and you don't have to be alone.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yeah, for sure.
This is You Don't Have to Be Alone on the Wednesday Morning After.
You're too pretty to wake up like this, and I'm too lucky not to get my wish. And your broken heart, yeah, I can't fix. I'm here for you if you fall. When you love, love, love somebody, just let, let, let them know. If you feel like you're lost, then don't. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone tonight. A heart like yours should never be that sad. No, you don't deserve to hurt like that. Don't be afraid, you know I've got your back. I'm here for you if you fall. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone tonight. When you love, love, love somebody, just let, let, let them know. I'm here for you if you fall. Yeah, when you love, love, love somebody, just let, let, let them know. I'm here for you if you fall. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone tonight.
Who have you worked with in the industry? And who influences your music?
Well, I am managed by Circle 11 Entertainment in Nashville, Tennessee. I've worked with people in the music industry who worked with Jennifer Lopez, Toni Braxton, Simple Plan, Flo Rida, all that. It's really crazy. I'm influenced by lots of different artists. If I like a song, it doesn't really matter who it is. But right now, it's mainly Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, and Morgan Wallen.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Yeah, that'd be great.
This is No Time to Waste on CKUT.
I've been so afraid to live, I've been standing still, waiting for a might not show. I need something real, something real. I wanna feel. Oftentimes we ask ourselves and let life slip away. Why don't we embrace right now? No worry about a thing, and that's okay. Okay. Call me crazy, it might be dumb. Take every plan that's made for me and rip it up. Life is made to make mistakes. So little time, so many dreams for me to chase. Oh, there ain't no time to waste. I'll take every lesson that comes across my path. I'll take it with the good, I'll take it with the bad. Don't worry, mama, don't worry, dad.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
Any platform that streams music. iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, YouTube. I have a music video on YouTube for my latest song, You Don't Have to Be Alone. Yeah.
Thank you for your interview today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This is really great.
You've been listening to Scotty Berg speaking about bullying. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Wake in the night to the sound of a city asleep. I walk to the window, see the streetlights dotting the trees. And in that moment, I want you by my side. Over me like a wave, and I'm caught in the tide. But it's something I've always known. I pull out the photo we took at your cousin's birthday. You're sticking your tongue out at me while I'm kissing your face. And it suddenly scares me, 'cause I've never felt this before.
but it's clear in my heart, it's a feeling that I can't ignore. 'Cause it's something I've always known. Yeah, oh, it's something I've always known. In my heart, it flows right through my veins. A beautiful mystery that I could never explain.
Democracy Now.
The scale of civilian casualties and damage to civilian infrastructure, even in these very early days, is alarming.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has entered its sixth day. As a 40-mile Russian military convoy heads toward Kyiv, while Russia bombs Ukraine's second-largest city, we'll go to Kyiv to speak with a Ukrainian peace activist. Then a 500,000 civilians have fled Ukraine.
It is so scary. You don't know what will happen. A bomb can fall at any minute, and there's nothing you can do. All day, the air raid sirens go off in all the towns. It's very scary.
Plus, we look at the roots of the crisis in Ukraine with Andrew Coburn of Harper's Magazine and Yale University professor Timothy Snyder. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Ukraine's government has accused Russia of war crimes for deliberately targeting civilians during its invasion of Ukraine. New satellite photos show a massive 40-mile convoy of Russian tanks and armored vehicles stretching from the Russian border to the outskirts of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian officials say troops from Belarus have joined Russia's invasion. Elsewhere, Russia's military has begun shelling residential areas of Kharkiv.